Okay, good Erev Shabbos to everybody on this, the eighth day of Tammuz. On the last 10 Mizmorim of Tehillim, as we're making our second cycle through, I really want to focus on the idea of emergence, from the pandemic, as thank God, nobody knows the future, but we should be optimistic, Tipiso Yeshua, that's part of our spiritual orientation. So these next 10 Mizmorim, I really just want to focus on themes of what it means to have come out of really a time that is hard. I think it's going to take many years, to be honest, for us to process and to speak about exactly what our experiences were. And I hope that this series has been part of that catharsis, but I think it's going to take quite a bit of time, to be honest. But I want to begin to reflect a little bit in a retrospective way. So to begin with, in Kuf Mem Aleph, I'll focus mostly on the first two psukim and then maybe the last two as well. Mizmor leDavid Adonai kiraticha chushali hazina koli bekarilach. So the second clause is simple enough, right? Now we ask Hashem hazina from the language of Oznayim to listen to koli, to my voice as I call out to him. But before that, you have Hashem kiraticha, I've called out to you chushali, right? Chushim, our senses, the ability to feel. And so when we know that somebody is appealing to us, is petitioning to us, long before we hear their specific request, you can sense that there's something amiss. You can sense that there's something which is troubling them, which is difficult for them, which is disturbing them. And then you hear what their specific request is. So that's exactly what we're asking Hashem. Before the particular, tefillah that we offer to him, we want Hashem to sense our pain. Hashem kraticha chushali. Hazina koli bekarilach, and then listen to our tefillos as we call out to you. Tikon tefilasi ketoras lefanecha, masas kapay min chazara. A very famous pasuk that, if we don't have the ketoras, it's like we have a neshama parim svasenu, a pasuk in Hosea that we don't have korbanos, we now are even more invested in tefillah. Tefillah was always a mitzvah, but tefillah became even more significant absent that other form of avodah. So tikon tefilasi ketoras lefanecha, that my tefillah should be like a ketoras in front of you. And what I'd like to say, maybe Aldera Chadrush, is the Gemara in Krisus explains that what was special about the Ketores is Kol Tanis Shein Bo Miposhe Yisrael Eino Tanis. The Ketores included the Chalbana, which is Recho Ra, but in the context of the Ketores, so, it has the pleasing aroma. So the same thing is true of our Tfilos, that we should daven to Hashem as whole people, with our imperfections included. Karov Adonai V'chol Korav, L'chol Asher Yikruv Emes. We'll be up to that Mizmor next week, Tila L'David, right? That we have to be honest with Hashem, Dover Emes Bovavo. So when we stand in front of Hashem, there's no sense of posturing, of pretenses, of trying to present ourselves, imagining something that we're not, but just the daven to Hashem from where we actually are. Tikon Tfilasi Ketores Lefanecha. The Ketores is no less meaningful, it's more meaningful, because it includes the Chalbna, which on its own is Reichel Rab, but in the context of the rest of the Ketores, right, it contributes something. So the same thing, I think, can be said on the individual level when we engage in Tfilah, that our Tfilah should be like a Ketores, that we should come to Hashem with all of the different, to extend the metaphor, with all of the different Reichos, with all of the different aromas that, come from our character and from our actions. And Hashem knows it anyway, so there's no sense hiding it from Him and trying to have that honest conversation with Hashem, which is tefillah, at its very finest. Then David HaMelech asks Hashem to protect him both from external threats as well as from internal spiritual diminution. So moving to the last two psukim of the Mizmor, Shamreini midei fach yakshuli, Hashem, you should protect me from the trap that they have laid for me. Mokshos poali oven. Mokesh is literally a landmine in modern Hebrew. But they've set up various traps for me, whether they're spiritual traps or physical traps. Yiplu b'machmorav mirshoim. And the wicked ones should fall into the traps. They should be hoisted by their own petard, as Shakespeare would have said. Yachad anochi anevor. But I should be able to pass through in good health. And part of, what we think about retrospectively as we begin to wrap up our study of Sefer Tehillim together over the last year and a half is this idea of the mokshim and the pach, and very difficult for us to
walk through what felt like a minefield about having to figure out how I'm going to go there and how I'm going to go there, and yachad anochi ki avor, that we should be able to pass through safely. That's part of the experience as well. And thank God that we don't have the same burden anymore of trying to figure out A to B to C to D with so much, you know, that had to weigh on us, in addition just to the challenges of everyday, regular life. And that's also part of what we have to have hodah for. And again, as I've said so many times, if nothing else, just simply not to take these things for granted, and not in any way to assume that it's just a muvan meilav, that I can get on a plane, I can get in a car, I can get in a, I took an Uber for the first time yesterday, and I don't know, since February of 2020, we didn't have a car with us, and didn't think about it. They have a masking policy, it's fine. Again, it's just, we should remember how challenging even logistics were, yachad anochi ki avor, and that Hashem should allow us to be able to resume, but with a much greater sense of appreciation, our freedom of movement, which should never be taken for granted. Everybody have a wonderful Shabbos.